try to visualize as much as you can. And the key for me is actually like putting myself into the picture and seeing as much detail as you can as well.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Okay, so I have a huge just ask for you this morning. No matter how you feel about meditation or visualization, can you just go along on a journey? Okay, because for me in my life, and I know for a lot of people who visualize, which you guys now know, it's Olympians, it's athletes, it's performers, it's anyone who's playing at a super top level, they use meditation and they use visualization. So even if it's something that you're like, I'm not very good at it, like just keep your eyes closed and attempt to try to be good at it or picture things, let your mind wander. Totally fine. Because I think in the moments when you clear everything away or when there's silence or when you're being guided through something is when sometimes some super profound things can happen. I know for me, I'm going to take you on a visualization that actually got totally downloaded in the shower this morning. I knew I was going to take you on a visualization, but I had no idea what it was going to be yet. And for this visualization, you are going to be going through a process of start, stop, face, and embrace. And for me, when I have done different visualizations, I have had my podcast delivered to me with the name. I've had my book delivered to me. I've had just different things that I needed to let go of. Now, that's not saying that's going to happen for you in this visualization. You might just sit and only visualize a big plate of spaghetti, and that's all you get through this whole thing. And that might just mean that you need to eat some more warm pasta. That's it. So with that said, I want you guys to just get comfortable because you are going to be doing this for about 20 minutes, but it's going to fly. And we're going to be bringing, I'm just going to be bringing in some different like characters, some different archetypes. We're actually going to go like through a story. So let yourself try to visualize as much as you can. And the key for me is actually like putting myself into the picture and seeing as much detail as you can as well. Yes, this might be weird, but I'm taking off my shoes because I need to like feel a little more grounded. So if you want to take your shoes off, if you want to uncross your legs, just whatever you're going to be comfortable doing for like the next 20 minutes. So Nick, do you mind starting to play that music? So I'm just going to start by kind of doing like a grounding, breathing meditation really quick. And then we're going to move into the visualization. Cool? Okay, so take a few deep breaths in through your nose. It might really help to ground both feet on the ground because I am going to run some light through your body. All right, so take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more like that. Through your nose and out through your mouth. I just want you to start picturing like a golden ball underneath your right foot. Whether you can see it or not, I just want you to just attempt to see a golden ball of light underneath your right foot. And all of a sudden that light is going to start moving up your foot. And it's going to be filling your ankle. Na, na, na. Your knee. The light is moving up your thigh. It's this golden, brilliant light. And you notice that the light moves up. It just kind of takes away any tension, just relaxes the muscle even more. It's just kind of a clearing, warm light coming up from the ground, moving up your hip, the right side of your hip, your stomach, filling your right lung, your right shoulder, your right arm. It's moving up, it's clearing out, it's going through your trap, it's going through your neck. And all of a sudden that light moves up into your jaw, into your cheek, filling up your eye socket, filling up your brain. It's gonna go around the top of your head, clearing, clearing, clearing any tension, any stress. Filling up your left eye socket, your left cheek, your left jaw. As you notice, your jaw just kind of loosens now that it has light in both sides. It's clearing, it's moving down your neck, it's moving down your left shoulder. It goes all the way down your left arm as if that light could shoot out your fingertips. Moving back up the arm, filling up your heart, filling up your rib cage, filling up your left hip. It's moving a little bit faster now. It's going down your left thigh, your left knee, your left calf, your left ankle, and now it's in your foot. And now that light, I want you to just picture sending it down through the floor. And it's actually going down through the next level. And then it hits the earth and it's going down through the earth. And you're kind of watching it go all the way through all of these different layers of the earth. And it hits the core, the center of the earth. And it gets bigger and it shoots right back up. And this time it's going to come up both feet. And it's gonna move through your calf, your knee, your thigh, your hips, your torso, your chest, your neck, and it shoots out of your head all the way up to heaven. And so now you are connected not only into the clouds, but you're connected to the core of the earth. You feel completely connected and clear. So now I'm going to take you into your visualization. And this is going to be something that you have to face. So I want you to picture right now you're boarding a flight. And your ticket just says somewhere to Europe. You have no idea where you're going. And your plane lands and you're curious and you don't know what's happening, but you know that this is something in your life that you have to face in order to move forward into this next level, this next area of your life. And the plane lands, and when you get off, you're nervous and you're anxious. And there is an archetype there, whether it's an angel, whether it's an energy, whatever that is, whether it's a person who greets you, but it's an archetype of an old woman. And she lets you know that she is a part of your intuition. And she grabs your hand and she walks you up to a castle door. And the door creaks open, but you feel super safe. You have no idea what you're doing. And you walk in, and it is mirrors everywhere. And all you can see is yourself. And in these mirrors, your reflection whispers back at you something that you need to face. But you feel so safe and so grounded as you face it, and you hold the hand of this old woman. When she tells you it's safe to look, you haven't been looking and you haven't wanted to face it, but it's totally safe. and you're going to be fine. And you can do it. Whether it's a tough conversation, whether it's something that you haven't wanted to do or haven't believed that you could do, you're completely ready. You feel this rush of strength. You feel a rush of calm. You feel a rush of safety, incredible safety. Knowing that you are truly safe and you have this archetype in your life of this old woman who is always there for you, coming from your own intuition. And you look in that mirror and you look at that thing that you need to face and you know that you're ready to do it. You have everything you need to do it. And the old woman grabs both of your hands and kisses you on the forehead and says that your mission is done here. And you get to move on to the next area of your life to prepare you to become that person who you're meant to be. So the next person that you meet after you have boarded this plane, the plane is going to land this beautiful place in the middle of the country. You have no idea what this destination is, but you get off and there is the most glorious river that you have ever seen in your entire life. It's tree lined. It's those kind of trees that just kind of like weeping willows, they're swaying back and forth and some of the leaves are just going into the water and it's this crystal clear, perfect day. And all of a sudden, a past you, an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old you walks up to you by this river. And they're smiling so big. It's a you from a moment where you were just so fully connected and you loved everything about yourself and you felt wild and you felt free and you felt so connected and clear on who you were in this planet with so many possibilities. And they're giggling and they grab your hand because they are so excited to see you and who you are. And they ask you to come down to your knees so they can touch your face. And they have both hands on your face. And they say, do you remember me? Do you remember us, who we are? And they say, something happened along the way and it's okay. But I brought you here to this river to let go. Because when you let go of that story or that event or that thing or that person, you're going to be me again. You're going to be us and you're going to be wild and you're going to be free and you're going to be so on purpose and having fun again. And you'll remember that life can be fun and easy and free. And that the world is good and people are good. So they grab your hand and they ask you to cannonball into the river. And you're like, this is crazy. But part of you loves it. And so you do it. You guys both run off and you jump and you cannonball into this river. And then you both decide to just stand there. And little you looks at you and says, lay back, I'm gonna hold your hands. And I want you to just picture this river washing away whatever story or event that is. And this river is like pure crystal, like complete clarity washing over you, just pulling out whatever that is. And you can actually feel it leaving your body. You feel lighter. You feel so renewed. You feel so alive. And you come up almost as if it was like a baptism into your old self and into this life that you were meant to always have. And you come up and you're light and you're laughing. And whatever you were carrying, you don't even remember what you were carrying for so long because you've completely decided to free yourself and let go. And little you grabs you by the neck and just hugs you and says, "We're back." And they grab your hand and they pull you out of the river. And they tell you that you have to go board the next plane. So you get on the plane and you already feel like a new person. So you're on this plane and all of a sudden the plane actually turns more into like some sort of like superhero spaceship. And it's taking you through all of these different areas in your life. It's kind of dark. It's like outer space. And all of a sudden, you drop down into something that's like a lair. So you go underground and you go through a waterfall. And it just lands all of a sudden. And you get off of this spacecraft. And you meet someone that reminds you oddly of Alfred from Batman. He is an old man archetype, but so wise. And he's in a tuxedo. And he is the warmest, most welcoming energy that you've ever experienced in your whole life. And he grabs your hand and he says, "There is a part of you that is so big that you are not embracing. And I am here to guide you into embracing whatever that part is." For some of you, it might be power, the word powerful. For some of you, it might be bold. For some of you, it might be softening. For some of you, it's going to be something that is making your knees shake right now because it is so big and so powerful that you've been afraid of knowing that you have this power inside of you. And Alfred looks at you and says, "You are so ready for this and the world needs this so bad, you can't stop denying it. Hiding it, playing small, or being ashamed." And he gives you the most giant, warm hug. And he takes your hands and says, "Are you ready?" You have no idea what you're saying yes to. And he turns you around and reveals what your superhero costume is. It says the word right across the chest. And it brings you to your knees because you've always known that was you. He says, "You are ready to put this on." So you put it on and you zip it up and you put the handcuff, the wrist links on, you put the boots on, you put the helmet on. And he says, "Nobody else can see this costume, but you have it on at all times." But he asks you, he looks in your eyes and says, "Are you ready to wear it?" When you shake your head, yes. And he says, "It's up to you to help all of the people that you are meant to help. And it's up to you to change your family tree. And you can handle this mission. And I know there will be moments that you are so scared and you don't think that you can. But this costume and what this costume is connected to and what this means is going to help you embody and step in and be protected because no human being and nothing up on planet Earth can ever take you down." And you have this costume on, and he gives you one last hug. And he says, never, ever, ever doubt who you know you are. And he grabs your hand and says, it's time to board your final flight. And so you go up into this spaceship, and it feels very fitting now that you are in this costume. And it starts taking off. And you're flying around for a while, wondering where you are going to go next. What else is needed in order for you to start step into this next level of yourself? And all of a sudden you're looking down, and it is like you are in the middle of the most beautiful snow-covered mountains, but you go down almost as if you're landing in the movie The Sound of Music. It's green grass, it's rivers, it's beautiful flowers. It is springtime, it is renewal, it is fresh. It's like the most pure mountain air that you have ever smelled in your entire life. And you land in this beautiful spring blooming garden. Everything is there that you can possibly imagine that could add to this stunning painting of the scenery that you've seen. You step out and you're barefoot and there's moss on the ground. It's the softest, coolest, most green, lush moss that you've ever stepped on in your life. You feel renewed, you feel grounded, you feel so connected. And a beautiful guardian angel archetype comes up, a fairy godmother, whatever that person looks like. Maybe they have long flowing white hair. They're dressed all in white. And their outfit is just flowing in the breeze, and you can feel the wind on your skin. Your hair is kind of brushing against your cheek. You can feel your hair moving. And this guardian angel says to you that now that you have everything that you need and you know who you are and you remember the person that you are, there's something that you have to start. There's a mission that you have to do. There's something that you need to add into your life. And she hands you this beautiful, ornate box. Looks like something from the 1500s. It has jewels all over it. And you just study it for a while because it is the most unique, beautiful, ornate thing that your eyes have ever seen. And she tells you that that thing that you need to start or do is inside of the box. And so you lean in and you open up the box, and there's a scroll inside that you unravel and you read it. And it's like you've always known it, but it seemed too big that you were meant to do this thing. Maybe it seemed like you were crazy, audacious, too bold, bragging if you did this thing. But it's written right there. And it has your name all over it, that you are meant to do it. And you look down, and it has a spot to actually sign an agreement that you will follow through on this mission. And you look, and there's another signature on it. And it's either the universe, signed by God, signed by everyone that you love. And so all of a sudden, she hands you this feather pen with golden ink and asks if you're ready to sign it. And this is an agreement with the world, with your family, and with your higher power. And it is up to you to decide if you are going to sign that contract. And you grab the pen and you sign as fast as you can before you can think. And a rush comes over you because now you know you have to do it. And your guardian angel or fairy godmother, however you have painted this person, grabs your hands and says, "You are so supported. You have an army of angels and power behind you. This will be a challenge. This will be the hardest thing you've ever done. And it will also make you realize the entire reason why you are here. It will be your purpose. It will be bliss. It will be fulfilling. It will be all of the right challenges for you. And when you face them, you will remember that you have an army of people, an army of energy, an army of angels who have got your back. And that you can do anything." And she gives you the most beautiful hug and grabs your hands and looks in your eyes and says, "You won't always see us, but we will always be here. And now you have to board the plane and you have to go home to reality. And you have to go bring this into your reality. And you know that you're ready. And you turn around and you board the plane. Like a small boat. And the plane lands at your house. And you walk into the front door. And nothing has changed at home. But you have completely changed. You're aware that everything that you once thought was made up in your mind. And you know that you have incredible access to this person that you're meant to be and to these superpowers that you've always known about. And you start taking those steps and putting the dates in your calendar. And you start connecting with those people and you start showing up in the rooms, the person you're meant to be. Start even dressing the way that you've always wanted to dress. You start taking the actions that you've always wanted to take. And just like they said, you feel the challenges. It is not easy. It feels so scary. It feels like you could be taken down, but you keep remembering that you have this army and this energy that you are so connected to. And this room of people and all of this strength that you can tap into. That you've collected from this journey. You feel so supported, so grounded, so loved, so complete. Go ahead and just put a smile on your face. Take a few deep breaths here, feeling yourself entering back into your world and excited about it. Renewed, elevated, empowered, powerful. You are that person. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Start to feel the chair on your back. Go ahead, move your neck from left to right. You just did some European travel. You're jet-lagged. It's fine. And go ahead and open your eyes whenever you're ready. And you know what? Why don't we collect a couple hugs from the room? Like, get like two or three hugs to ground yourself.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.